DJW Mobile.
8-4-GFW.
What's your process there? I don't know how they knew I was going to be there, but they had her... I don't work anymore. I'm retired. But they had her clothes all lined up at the front. All they had to do is pick them up. They didn't have to rotate the rack around at all. I don't know how they did that.
That's right. I know I worked at an industrial laundry that did uniforms one time. And it's pretty unique how they do it.
Because I was a few days late. They must have the oldest ones, programmed to stop where the oldest ones are, so it has to go as little as possible, and I must have been the slackest of all the slackers.
It wasn't that important to go get them, huh?
What to do with you? She got enough. That's all she spends her money on is clothes. So she's got enough to do her for a while. She could probably go a couple of months without them.
Dry cleaning, not yours.
Rolls. She was picking it up for me because I was still working in Charlotte. I was like 2 hours on the road going to work and 2 hours coming home and more than 8 hours a day working. So I didn't have any time for anything like that. So she did all that while I was 15, 16 years working in Charlotte. But the last 6 or 7 of it was working from home. But she did all that. Now that I'm retired and she's still working, now I go fetching all the dry cleaning and the groceries and all that stuff. So what goes around comes around.
GFW, yeah, roger on that one.
Do that and go to work every day. That's a small price to pay.
Should I get there? I think I'll do 3 more years and then check out.
Pedal as fast as you can, because it's nice when you get there.
I'm old enough to go now, but I think I better wait just a little bit longer.
Too, but then our company got sold, and the guy on the other side was much younger than me, so I passed the baton to him. Said, here, you can have it. I'm done. I did retire a couple years earlier. I waited 1 year. I kind of, suspended in the air for a year and then retired. But it was worth it. It was worth doing it a couple of years early. I was 66, 65 or 66. I think you're supposed to be 67.
Yeah, it's 67 for me. I'm 65 now, so I'll wait. That way I can get the full benefit, and then that way, if something happens to either me or Susan, the other one can make it on that amount.
Didn't retire as soon as I quit. Well, I got a package. I didn't really quit. They packaged me out. But I didn't retire because I wanted, if I'd gone another year without collecting, I would get more when I started collecting. So same thing here. That way, that works out pretty good. And I don't spend much money. So I was when I was going back and forth to Charlotte. I was buying a whole tank of gas every other day. And back then, it was $70 to fill up the gas tank.
Hiring and getting a raise when you quit doing all that traveling, right?
From home. And they, on and off, they were letting us, because I was in IT, so on and off, I was doing that my whole career anyway. I was even doing that in the late 80s, early 90s. I was working from home when I was at Michelin. They had me a modem set up in the computer lab so I could dial in when I was at home. Because I used to work all kind of hours, weird hours, night and day. Sometimes I'd work all night long at work. So they decided just to give me a modem. So if I was going to do like that, they just let me work from home.
With you, nowadays companies are, not really working with people and getting the older generation upset where they retire early and you're left with a bunch of people that don't want to do anything.
You're right. You're spot on. Before COVID, people that worked from home had some really good work ethics, but after COVID, I think just anybody and everybody could work from home, and the work ethics kind of went down significantly, and companies got burned, and now they're really, really shy about remote work compared to what they were before. Because before that, if you were in IT and you needed to work long hours, you could save, that trip that you're making right now 2 times a day. And we would be working instead of driving, and they enjoyed that. They liked that a lot.
And then I know our company now is starting to outsource some stuff like accounts payable and some other stuff like that. So it's probably going to go downhill quick.
This morning I heard Patrick is thinking about packing it in. Has he got something in, something else up his sleeve, or is he going to, he's pretty young, isn't he, for retiring?
Some idea of something, but he hasn't said yet. But he's got that knee surgery coming up here in the summer.
Yeah, it's not that far away. We're almost May, and so it's only like less, a little over a month away. I know Steve had that done, and he's like a new. When we would go out of the airfield, he's like a new man.
I heard they come a long way with it. I know my mother-in-law's had it, and my ex-neighbor lives out by Sandy Flats now. She had it done, and she's doing pretty good. So they've come a long way with that.
Up and out, moving around right off the bat. While I am home, I got to pick up my mail and get the dry cleaning out and go put some of these faucet aerators on the faucets where I've been doing plumbing today. It was good talking to you. Enjoy your ride in the rest of the way. KN4TFW4DJW.
Good to talk to you. Take care. KN4TFW.